Ace Podcast.
I'd just be like, "Sup nerds, I'm Joshua Talbot.
I'm Spike.
Welcome to the Sup Nerds Podcast." It is a lovely Tuesday. It's warm as fuck outside. We hit 91 degrees yesterday.
Yeah, I guess I don't like hang around outside during noon enough to notice, but
yeah, it was ridiculously hot yesterday.
That sucks. Yeah, I'm super sorry to all those nerds out there that I haven't been able to do stuff on Sunday, the normal record day, but
yeah, you're just too busy.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we should, you know, because like what, this is like the third week in a row we've done a Tuesday podcast.
Yeah, it works out a lot better. Sunday's like homework day. I have two classes that are really important and I can't fail that both have homework due on Monday. And it's like, well, you know, fucking, it kind of sucks if I'm doing homework, have to stop, go pick you up and fucking do a podcast, put it up and do all that shit. But Tuesdays I'm pretty free mostly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
it's Tuesday.
Tuesday, man. How's your Tuesday going, Josh?
My week has been pretty cool. Beat Mass Effect Andromeda yesterday. I did that yesterday. To all those like haters out there,
you got
to
be
like,
participators.
Yeah, you got to lower your expectations. I don't know. No, I loved Mass Effect Andromeda. I thought it was a great game. I think it's a perfect addition to the Mass Effect saga.
That's cool.
I love the game. To me, like, there's almost like too much like side mission bullshit,
right?
Like
they're trying to appease both the people that are casuals and the people that are like people who want to sit down and spend about 15 hours and be done with it, you know?
Yeah.
And then also people who want to play for fucking ever, you know?
Yeah, I didn't do just like the straight up mission because like I'm very much a side mission sort of dude.
Yeah.
I like doing all the things.
Me too.
But I finally finished the game and I still have like dozens of missions left. And I mean I've spent quite a good amount of time on this game and there's still a lot of shit I haven't done. So
nice.
I don't know if I'll continue playing it, but yeah.
Yeah, I just don't give a fuck, man. I mean, like, it kind of, there's part of me that's like, it sucks that they're not doing better animation and shit like that, but also it's like, hey, yeah, I could probably get a job there.
Well, I don't know. I think with, like, modern video games, like, because they patched it, like, real fast. Like, they patched and fixed most of the issues in the first week. I mean, like, when they did, like, a first big patch, it basically broke the game. There was like a day where that game was unplayable.
It was down completely, yeah.
And so, you know, they finally got it to work, and they fixed a lot of the face animations. Every once in a while, they still get a little goofy.
Meh.
Their eyes just like look at weird places, or they make a really strange face. But
dude, keyframe animation isn't easy, dude. Just simple shit is fucking hard. Yeah. You got to have like, yeah, like I animated a little dude bouncing on a ball for one of my projects, and it's just like, yeah, I mean, it seems like a simple concept. You're just doing that. But, like, the thing is, you don't even look at the dude bouncing on the ball. You're looking at just graphs the whole time and, like, kind of calculating in your head, like, okay, this axis equals time and this axis equals the X position. And you're like, okay, so I want him to move up at this speed until there. Nope, that's not quite right. And then adjust it and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, like, yeah, it takes a lot just to get a simple fucking keyframe animation. That's why motion capture is so popular.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about, like, the legitimate physics of of movement. And
There's a lot of physics in it. Like volume is a huge, because you know there's like squash and stretch. So if you squish a ball down, it's got a, if it just like, if you squish it down and you just adjust the y axis and just smush it, it looks weird because it should be like distorted. Yeah, it should be bulging out. So you have to figure out, and I forget what the calculation is, but I have it written down somewhere. I think it's,
yeah, it's
one and I don't know, who fucking cares. Spike's not good at math.
You'll probably, if you're going for animation, you'll probably have to take physics, right?
No, I think I've taken all the sciences I need to.
Really? They required us to take fucking physics.
Weird. No, I think I'm good because I took I needed a hard science and I think geology 111 was good enough.
Nice.
Which is cool.
That's How was your week other than doing bouncy balls?
I didn't do a bouncy ball this week. Last week was camera animation, which it turns out I'm really good at. I had the best camera.
Oh, I love camera animation. That shit's so much fun.
Yeah, I did a bunch of extra shit for it too. I did a Dutch angle shot, which it's sort of like a weird racism thing. Like it's always funny when you hear like old school racism like that. Like, I mean, I guess it's not really racism, but it's called a Dutch angle where you like tilt to the side. Nobody knows why it's called that. Yeah. But it's like probably some old fuckers are just like, ha ha, stupid Dutch with your tilting. And I'm like, I don't know what you mean, buddy. But
yeah,
I did a cool shot. I did an over-the-shoulder shot for bonus credit and shit like that. And I was having a lot of fun with it. But let's see, what else did I do this week?
You are going to continue the saga of your saga. Presentation.
Right. So, like, all week, the girl, Brand, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go listen to the past two episodes of... You just got to listen to the past two intros of Sup Nerds podcast. But this chick from my my film review class, we have to do a presentation, and she also got up and yelled at another girl, so that's a little bit of backstory. But so anyway, she was like trying to kick out this other guy in our group for no fucking reason. He's like, hey guys, I'll write the paper. I know I didn't show up that one day, but I'll write the whole paper. And I was like, fuck yeah, do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's great. I don't want to do that work, so you do that work. And she's like, okay, but you have to have it done by Thursday or we're kicking you out of the group. And I was like, whoa. Like, just give the guy a fucking chance, dude. Like, if we don't have the paper, we can say it was all Home Slice's fault. You know, like, it's not that big of a fucking deal. And she was just like continually trying to kick him out of the thing. And then like, yesterday was the day we were presenting, and she like we're sitting there in the front of the thing, and she's like, I was like, do you want to just let Will fucking present with us? I know you said he's out of the group, but just forgive him.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know, it was kind of cool. Like, I was kind of like just like calling people on their bullshit. It's like, yeah. I took a move from Monster Hearts, the adult move, where I'm just like, hey, how about you don't be a jerk, you know? Yeah. Like, how about you just let him do it? You just fucking forgive him for doing this. He's here now. He did what he was supposed to do. He just didn't get it according to your schedule. And she's like, well, okay. So, and then we were presenting, mm-hmm. and it gets toward the end. You know, it was like a 15-minute presentation, and it goes like, we were at like 23 minutes, right? So, she's just rambling on and on about the Guillermo del Toro's movie before this one. And I don't remember the name of it, but... Hellboy 2, yeah. Came out before Pan's Labyrinth.
Yes, it didn't.
Didn't. No, actually, he turned down doing Pan's Labyrinth 2 to do Hellboy 2. Mm. But so she's like, yeah, his first movie really connects with this one, but you have to watch the entirety of them in like back-to-back in order to really get the connections. And I was like, I just cut her off and stood in front of her. I was like, and we're going to do that right now. Go ahead and roll the footage. Yeah, do we have that? We have the footage. Like, two people laugh. All the animation students laugh.
Right, they got it.
Yeah, film students don't understand jokes, really. But yeah, so that's kind of my week. I don't think I did anything else. I'm kind of lame this week, I guess.
Yeah, lame week for everybody.
It's just been a lame week, buddy.
Yeah.
What you got, Josh?
Great. Well, they came out with a new Star Wars 8 trailer,
yeah.
The Last Jedi, which is like the most ASMR Star Wars trailer ever. Breathe.
All the Jedi should be.
Just breathe.
I know the Jedi shouldn't exist anymore, because fuck them.
Open up. Like, it was a little annoying. Like, everyone, like, lost their minds. I'm like, this is a teaser. This is barely a teaser. Like,
right. There's no real teaser. Like, they didn't do anything. Oh, we were joking around at the park. Wouldn't it be great? Because, like, we sort of said, it's not a teaser because you know what's going to happen. Like, they show Rey training.
Yeah.
Before they show Luke saying, nope, not going to do it. Like, yeah. I can't train you, the Jedi orders. So obviously at first he's like, no, I'm not going to do it. And then she's like, convinces him for whatever mm-hmm. reason. But we were like, wouldn't it be funny if like her training was just like her running from Luke, who's trying to kill her. It's like, no, I said no goddamn Jedi, motherfucker. I'm the last Jedi. Go fuck yourself, Rey.
It's, I don't know.
You were supposed to be cool.
Like, there was, like, a lot of, like, conversations. They're, like, when they released the title, like, who exactly is the Last Jedi?
Yeah.
And I love, like, during Star Wars Celebration this past weekend, everybody was just like, obviously it's Luke. Like, everyone was just sort of, like, dumbfounded by, like, you know, like, the fans trying to interpret what that title means.
Yeah, it's kind of stupid because, like... Yeah, he is the last Jedi in this film.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking obvious. Who cares? And maybe Rey gets trained, or maybe they're going to go for more of the, dark side, light side, gray, gray bullshit that people hate so much, but I actually like. So, oh, yeah. Balance? Oh, okay, yeah. So you're going to take a Eastern philosophy and then basically say, nah, that's bullshit. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to base our entire movie off of an Eastern philosophy and then just be like, eh, but we also really like people who pick sides in America because we have flawed logic.
Yeah, but we like that shit.
Yeah, we certainly do. We certainly hate people who can't pick a side. Yeah. I don't.
Yeah. And apparently, like, Daisy Ridley, who plays Rey, also said that she thinks it's really obvious who her parents are, Rey, her character's parents are in the movies.
Yeah, Greedo, right?
Yeah, it's Greedo. Definitely Greedo. Hands down
Greedo. She looks
Greedo.
Just like him.
And, like, and I started to, like, think about all these comments like these people are making, and I'm like, do you guys not realize that we're not privy to the same information that you are?
Right.
You know, like I think
she's
like
it's so obvious if you read the script on page 42 exactly. It says my dad is Greedo.
Yeah, exactly.
Boba Fett.
And I think maybe it's an issue a byproduct of their secrecy. You know, because they don't want shit anybody to know anything. They want it to remain as much of a surprise for the audience as they possibly can. And I get it.
Yeah.
But I think recently like some movies have like been way more open about what they're about and what to expect, and those movies have actually performed exceptionally well. So I don't know. I think they're the whole secrecy thing around Star Wars. Like I get it, it's a big cultural thing. It's important to all of us, but I think they could back off on the secrecy a little bit.
Oh, I don't really care. The thing is, I can go into a movie knowing how it ends. Yeah. You know, like I watched Citizen Kane, and like I fucking knew that from the beginning. Like before I even heard of that movie, how I heard about that movie was old Looney Tunes episodes and Animaniacs episodes making Rosebud jokes, and I'm like, "What the fuck is Rosebud?" And ask my parents or whatever, and they're like, "Oh, it's a sled from the Citizen Kane movie." So like I knew, but you know, you can still appreciate the movie just like sort of like seeing how you get there. Like I can break that sort of stuff down, but yeah, I don't know, like I really don't know if there's anybody that I know that needs to not be spoiled.
What do you mean?
Like somebody who can't watch a movie if they already know the end of it.
Spoilers
or something.
I don't really know like that. I know like Charlie really hates spoilers. And like people on the fucking internet, of course, you're fucking stupid.
A friend of mine
on Facebook was like, "Oh, I'm not even gonna watch the fucking trailer because I don't want to have anything spoiled about the new movie," and I'm like, why? Like, you're just setting yourself up for disappointment because it's going to get spoiled.
Yeah, I mean, you really have to kind of like have complete blinders.
Yeah,
like
you
internet blinders.
Get off the fucking internet. Yeah. Don't talk to anybody.
That's so weird. I guess like maybe it's just like people who still fall for the movie magic, right? You know,
maybe, or like super fans, maybe. But I don't give a shit. Like, if they came out today with a report that was like, here's the entire synopsis of Star Wars.
Yeah, I'd probably read it.
I would read it.
Yeah.
And then I would still go see the fucking movie because I enjoy watching movies. And, you know, of course, Star Wars. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. But like recently, when the Power Rangers movie came out.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about the Power Rangers
movie. No, I don't care at all.
And so I went online and I read the Wikipedia like synopsis of the film. Like step by step what happens in that movie. And I was like, oh, that's smart. Oh, that's clever. That's cool. And then I was like, the rest of this movie seems like bullshit, like really dumb and really crappy. But like I kind of want to see the Power Rangers movie now because there's like two things in it I think is actually really clever. So
yeah, so I watched Rogue One.
Oh yeah, what did you think?
Man, like I feel like it could have been a better movie. Like, there's probably a director's cut out there with a good movie in it, but I don't think that was it.
Yeah.
And, like, I just felt, okay, this is the main... And, okay, so the last half hour of that movie is pretty fucking awesome. All the action scenes are awesome. Mm-hmm. I like the characters. I like Jyn. I think she's a cool character.
Yeah.
I like every character, really. But the thing that I don't like is I feel like there's just so many scenes missing. Like, Jyn, spoilers in case you're one of the fucking idiots who cares about this shit. But so Jyn is just like, I don't give a shit. I just want to, you know, it's sort of like she's kind of like a Mary Sue. Like, everyone was bitching about Rey. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Rey was a Mary Sue at all. I think she was the perfect depiction of a faceless protagonist. I don't think Jyn is that. I think Jyn is more of just a poorly written character. And the, my reason for the, or they edited out too much. I could totally see that. Because she's just like, what are her fucking inspirations ever?
Right.
At any point in this movie, what can you say her inspirations are? Well, she wants to find her dad. Well, I mean, she's 16 and she's been alone for how many years? Like, I forget how many they say, but or, like, at least a few months since she left Forrest Whitaker, or Forrest Whitaker left her. But, yeah, so it's like, you know, she's a grown-ass adult. Like, she could just go fucking find her dad or join the Empire. Like, why does she hate or love the Empire? She doesn't have a reason for any of that. Maybe she does in some scene that's deleted.
Well, the Empire killed her mom, too.
Yeah, I guess she did see that. So, okay, so she hates the Empire. I get that. But, like, she's like, well, okay, now I'm going to go find my dad because it's convenient for the plot. You know, and then she finds her dad, and that's like, okay, your dad died. Well, what's your... I mean, yeah, the Empire killed her dad and her mom, and she wants to fight them. That's a really weak plot point. For her
it
to
is
all,
pretty weak.
For her,
it
like,
is pretty weak.
Which it would have been fine, but the scene where she's just like, we've got to fight, and rebellions are built on hope and stuff like that. And I'm like, why the fuck do you care this much? Your character is so not developed, and that was a real bummer. And I feel like, yeah, there's probably some deleted scenes out there that explain this or develop it a little bit better.
Yeah.
And I felt that with like every character, like Forrest Whitaker's character existed.
Unnecessary, actually.
Was it? Yeah, yeah. Like
his character, that whole like story arc with Forrest Whitaker character is actually unnecessary.
Which sucks because he was a really cool character.
I thought he was annoying. Like I don't know, like that the way like Forrest Whitaker
I would
just
watch,
like,
I mean,
acted it, and I don't know.
Oh no, I would watch a whole movie that was just Forrest Whitaker going crazy, like with lasers and shit.
Right,
fuck
just,
yeah,
just like. Horse whispering everything, like, Dad!
Secrets and whispers all the time!
I was like, are you fucking like Voldemort? Like,
Mr. Potter?
Did you go to the Voldemort School of Acting?
I thought it was great. I liked Forrest Whitaker in that. I think his character design was fucking awesome. Like, just looking at him on screen was fucking cool. Like,
yeah.
Robot legs.
There was, like, a lot of little interesting little details about his costume.
He's, like, a weird, crazy Vader guy, like, sort of.
Yeah.
And, okay, so Vader's costume, like, did they go to, like, Halloween, like, some Halloween superstore to pick that shit up?
Why, you didn't like the, like, just, like, the way it looked?
I didn't like his mask poking out from his cloak like a fucking fake Halloween mask.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you could fucking see his mask. Like, the rubber latex was poking out from his cloak. Like, maybe I don't know, maybe my eyes are, maybe I'm fucking losing my eyes in my old age, but you could totally see his fucking shit, I swear. Maybe I'm going crazy, probably going crazy.
Yeah,
but...
you'll have to, like, we'll have to watch it at some point, and you'll have to...
Yeah, I'll point it out to you, man. It's like, either it was shot really bad to where it looked like that, or it was genuinely happening. It looked like a fake rubber mask, like... overlapping, you know, instead of tucking it in under his like little cloak thing, it looks like it's just sort of popping out over it. It just looked cheap. I don't know, man. Like, Vader was pretty cool in it. I'll give him that for sure. Like,
oh yeah, Vader, all the Vader scenes were like cool, except for like the one where he's like choking that dude.
Oh my god,
and he makes that really
so
bad.
Mad.
And he makes that really bad pun. And
it's fucking Vader, dude.
And it's like James Earl Jones, like way older, and he obviously sounds way older.
Yeah,
it was a little.
God, what was even that joke? Don't choke
on
your
aspirations.
Oh
yeah.
God,
yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, it was
so
bad.
Did fucking George Lucas write that one? Jesus Christ.
They were like, hey,
bad.
George, we need a one-liner.
We need a one-liner for Vader. Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that was really bad. That stuck out really
horrible
to me.
He's the most badass character in all of history, and you're going to give him a shitty pun?
Yeah.
Fuck right off. Yeah. Okay, but I know that a lot of times we turn into a hate podcast, and I don't like that. I did like the movie. I just felt like it was a little built up. I loved Force Awakens. I think Force Awakens is an amazing movie. But things I liked about this movie, I liked the I'm one with the Force and the Force is one with me.
Yeah. Donnie Yen. Fuck that. Yeah, Donnie Yen.
I love that character. I loved his partner. I thought that...
Gun McShootface?
Yeah, Gunny McFucking Shootbang.
Yeah, that's all he did in the whole movie.
Which, that's all he fucking needed to do.
Yeah,
like, what did you want more? I love, okay, so part of the way I was, like, kind of, like, upset that he was cocking a minigun.
Yeah.
But then I was like, nah, you're cool, Gunny McShootbang.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he did that, like, he made that modification to that minigun himself just so he could cock
it. Like, right there on the spot. Yeah. He's just like... fuck it.
Yeah.
This part isn't even supposed to move, but I'm going to just load some minigun rounds.
Yeah.
Now, I could watch a show or I could watch a movie with One with the Force guy, Gunny McShoot Shoot, and Forrest Whitaker's character. Just hanging out,
just chilling,
going to the beach,
getting ice cream cones,
go to the mall, like,
checking out like chicks, and like the blind guy is just like, fuckers. They're just describing like hot chicks to him the whole time.
I mean, could you feel like, could you like see a force butt? Like, is that like a,
ooh, a force butt?
Like, a, I mean, like, you know, because like people have auras or something usually in Eastern philosophy, people have auras that you can quote air quote sense, but so like, could you like, man, like, is she as curvy as her? As her?
As her aura?
As her aura? Like, I mean, it's like he sees her, he sees people's inner beauty. Like, yeah, we don't need to dirty it up. No, I think that they had out a lot of cool characters, and they just needed a little bit more development.
Yeah, I actually felt the same way you do, but about Force Awakens.
Yeah,
I thought Force Awakens is actually a little weak. There was like whole chunks of that film that I thought were just unnecessary.
Oh, yeah,
stupid.
Yeah. The crazy like squid thingies on.
Yeah.
Han's,
well, that whole
ship.
Han Solo thing. Yeah. Like you're in a giant fucking galaxy and Han Solo just happens to run across the Millennium Falcon.
That's how the Well, he was looking for it. That's kind of what he was doing, right?
He was on a mission. Huh? Okay. It was like smuggling those fucking
things.
No,
I mean, like yeah, things happened
like,
to...
way too convenient.
Yeah, things
but
happened
I guess,
to
like,
further
when
the
you,
plot.
When it, you're in a movie universe that has like the fucking Force, like it's really easy to just like overlook certain things.
You can never say Deus Ex Machina.
Yeah.
I love pointing that
it's
out
a fucking
to people.
Force.
Like, well, we play like Dungeons and Dragons all the time, yeah. Right? This is a world where gods are real. They come down and fucking hang out with you. There is no such fucking thing as Deus Ex Machina in a world where gods are real.
Yeah.
It's just foreshadowing. You just have to foreshadow that shit, and then it's not Deus Ex Machina. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like, yeah, with the Force, it's like fucking magic, space magic, bitches. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, The Force Awakens did have some weak points, and I don't know, maybe I was just, like, in a weird mood when I watched Rogue One. Mm. That could be it. I mean, that'll
no, I mean,
your...
I like there were aspects of that movie I thought was really good. The pacing of that movie felt really off. Like, and I
Rogue
always,
One or
no of yeah, Rogue One.
Okay,
like and pacing is something I complain about like a lot. But like for some reason, that's like something that it always sticks out to me. Where I'm like, all right, well, here's some action, and this action, especially in Rogue One, it's like, cool action. This action is taking way too long, like, and, and it wasn't because it wasn't even action, it was like build up, like when they were going to go find Jen's father, they're like, oh shit, like he hasn't been in sight,
they're
and,
just
oh, they're
climbing
about to
shit for just 20
like,
minutes
forever, and you're like, okay, we fucking get it, like, all right, can we just get to the important, oh, he's fucking dead, all right, well, I guess that whole lead up was for naught.
Yeah, that could have been a lot shorter.
Yeah
I felt like part that's a good point. That scene was a lot of poor angles, A, and B, there was a lot of, there's a whole lot of too much in that. Yeah. And they could have spent a lot more time developing some of the other cooler characters, I think. And
So like the whole Star Wars Episode 8 trailer.
Yeah.
There was like a lot of flashy bits, you know, like those like, this is going to get him, you know, like, oh shit, there's that dude running towards his X-Wing and blows up. Oh shit. I'm really curious about what they're going to do with Princess Leia.
Yeah.
Now that, you know, Carrie Fisher's D.E.D. dead.
I hope they just sort of have like a funeral for her. And I think that would be probably the classiest way to do it is to not CG her into the movie. Just be
I don't
like,
think they're going to.
Yeah. Just, you know, show like opening scene, attack on Rebel Base X5, blah, blah, whatever, you know. And then it's like. Then people are going to, that'd be a perfect plot point to get Luke out of isolation, right? Is be like, General Leia Organa is dead, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's like, oh, shit. And then don't, you know, don't make a big deal. Don't fucking CG her, like, weird face like you did with Rogue One.
Yeah, well,
they brought a new hope. Oh,
What I think, I'm pretty sure, like, she had actually completed all of her scenes for 8.
Yeah.
And then, so, like, maybe they'll address it in, like her death, because that would be kind of cool, like you said, like that's what brings Luke out of
hibernation. I think that would be the classiest way to handle it, and most respectful. Probably the least respectful would be to
put her on a bunch of burning sticks and light her on fire.
No, that'd be kind of cool too. I mean, like, the thing is just like, you know, just don't show
just like Carrie Fisher's corpse just like lighting on fire.
Yup, nub, dub, 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 dub.
Yeah, and in the back there's a bunch of like little like furry animals having a great time. Yeah, it'd be fantastic.
I mean, that'd be kind of cool. Yeah, I mean, she had friends on that moon.
Wicket.
Go back and see
whatever
old
happened
Wicket.
To that guy.
Yeah, go back and see old Wicket. Maybe Ewoks live a long time. Maybe they live a short life, and it's like, I am Wicket's great-great-grandson. Mm. It's not been that long. You're so old. Yeah. I don't think that would be too horrible of a thing to do. The worst thing would be to continue the shooting and act like nothing happened.
Yeah.
You know, like, just we're going to CG her, and that's kind of – I mean, like, you can get somebody's permission from their estate.
From
you
their
know?
Estate, yeah.
I just don't think that'd be cool. I think for the respect of the fans and what, you know, she's done for the series, I think it would be best just to be like a, you know, you don't see her.
Yeah.
It's all off screen, and you mention that she was a great general. You know, you build it up and mm-hmm.
Well,
don't disrespect her with
I hope they,
CG.
I'm with you. I hope they address it because, you know, like Han Solo was just killed. You know, like he got stabbed and he fell. Like, and then like Leia and Rey hugged it out. Like that was like that's how they addressed Han Solo's death in The Force Awakens, is that they hugged, end of story. And it was just sort of like a real letdown the way they handled Han Solo's death. So I would like to see something more akin to Padme or whatever, Princess Amidala, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she had a fucking funeral scene
Peepaw.
At the end. Yeah, Peepaw.
Papa John's.
In the episode 3, they had her have like an actual funeral scene, and I hope they actually kind of do that. I mean, it'd be weird if they like. I mean, I don't want them to show like the corpse of Organa because that would be that would be weird and insensitive.
I think yeah. I think that her estate wouldn't allow. I hope that her estate is cool about it and just like, no, you can have a thing. Just mm-hmm. Well, I mean, like, I guess that her estate doesn't control the character. So if they did like a,
but they control her likeness.
Right. So if they just had a coffin, or
then,
like
a
funeral pyre with like a cloak over it or something,
yeah, that
you
would
know?
Be acceptable.
Yeah, which would be cool. Which I think would be a very respectful way to handle it. And I think just mainly like, you know, there's something kind of like, has that ever been done before? Have they ever like CG'd a dead character? I know. Well, okay, yeah, they did with Brandon Lee.
Oh right, yeah. The Crow, yeah.
I don't know if that's like extenuating circumstances because they did have a movie like, mm-hmm. you know, these are people's livelihoods on the line. They have to finish this movie in order to, you know, it wasn't like a matter of disrespect. It was more of a matter of, you know, we have to make a movie so that we make some money back so that people can pay their kids, feed their kids.
Well, and also like the Brandon Lee thing, like a vast chunk of that movie had been filmed.
Right.
Like really, like there was only like a few scenes that hadn't been done and they were able to sort of cover those up really well.
Yeah.
And like with the CG thing, like I hope they don't CG her because, and one, I don't think they're going to, the studio did get permission from the Carrie Fisher's estate to use her likeness in the next movie. So they were like, so there was some worry that it was going to be a CGI character, but the studio said no, you know? So I think it'll be like posters, you know, or maybe like, you know, some like images of her, or maybe they'll use footage that they've already shot and just change it a little bit, sort of like they did with Brandon Lee. But I doubt like Princess Leia will be a huge character in episode 9.
No, she wasn't in Force Awakens, so I can't
imagine. No, but I think she is an 8.
A what? Oh,
I think
eight,
she is a major player in 8.
Oh, no. Just fucking let her go, man. Just fucking end it. Like, that's the thing, like you were saying with Brandon Lee. Is like, with Brandon Lee, it's like, okay, we understand that most of the stuff was done and we had to finish this. But with this, it's like, you have time to change the script, you know? Like,
I think they're in post production now for episode 8.
I thought
they
hadn't began shooting yet.
Episode 8? No, they're in. No, episode 8 comes out in December.
Okay.
They're in post production for that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind. Well, okay. If they finish, oh, whatever. We'll see. Eh, whatever. Like,
Her scenes are all done.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So it's just episode 9 that.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that we don't really know what they're going to do with her because
I said that so weird. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Forrest Whitaker.
You do that voice. You do that voice way too well.
Been practicing it. I was thinking about doing it for my voiceover or voice acting class, but like I don't want to creep people out. I already did a really creepy voice.
Yeah,
I did a how's it go, oh yes, call me your daddy, like written class. And A lot of people thought it was funny.
Oh, that's funny. That is pretty good.
Yeah, I've been, getting kind of good at voice. Well, doing fucking voices. I don't know. I have conversations with myself like a mad person, which is what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. You get good at voice acting if you can do two different voices. But yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I think I'll mosey out of here, I guess.
All right, Daddy. I'll sit here and talk.
Yes, we'll have a conversation with each other. It'll be great.
Yes, yeah. I would love that too, Forrest. I loved it.
It's like what I imagined Voldemort's voice to be like when I was reading the books versus what Voldemort's voice actually was like.
What you thought when you read the books, you thought Voldemort's voice was like Harry Potter, Mr. Potter.
Well, it's more sinister than like Harry Potter, come to die. Like my soul is really fucked up. Did you like me in the crying game? I'm going to be in the new Titans movie.
What's that one?
No, what was it? The Rise of the Titans? Fuck, what is that movie? It was like an old, like 1960s, 1970s classic with like stop motion animation. Like the Kraken is in it.
All
that shit.
Attack on Titan.
Yeah, Attack on Titan. No, and then like they made a modern remake of it a few years ago. And the dude who plays Voldemort played Hades. And he does the same fucking voice that he did for Voldemort.
That's my shit. Get off my dick, bitch.
This is how I do and everything I will play ever again.
Well, man, what can you do? Fucking people are stupid. You got any bonus topics?
Bonus topics? Man, I've been putting it off because I really want to talk to it, but I haven't watched the episode yet.
Oh, no, let's talk about it. I know what you're talking about. Let's just talk about it.
Fucking Boruto.
Boruto.
Oh, my God. Man. What the fuck? So, we were just browsing fucking Crunchyroll or some shit the other day.
Do you have Crunchyroll?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been thinking about getting it. I was thinking about getting it whenever we did the crossover, but the Dragon Ball Z versus Superman.
I think honestly, if you like anime, but if you also like TV shows and movies and shit, Hulu's a way better deal than Crunchyroll.
Yeah, and I really kind of want to get Hulu just for fucking Community, man. I need my fix. I love that show.
Yeah, so I would suggest Hulu over Crunchyroll. But anyway, yeah.
That show's streets ahead.
Like, I saw the cover of Boruto, and I was just like, the fuck is this? And I read the synopsis, and it's about Naruto's son.
Yeah,
and Naruto named his son Boruto.
It's the best.
Are you fucking it hurts. I almost called you Charlie. It hurts, Spike. It hurts. It hurts deep.
You can call me Voldemort.
It's so stupid. Why Boruto?
So what do you think Boruto is about? So Naruto is about kids having fun doing ninja shit, but yeah. I think it'd be better if Boruto was about something else, like...
I think it'd be badass if it was about him rebelling against his father, the Hokage, because his Hokage has become like a Snoke-esque leader.
I was going to make a connection with Star Wars, too. Yeah, his father, Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think that it will be about... probably cultural appropriation.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. I want to watch it. And report back. And I've been meaning to watch it for 2 weeks, but I every time I'm like, all right, I'm gonna sit down and watch Boruto, and I look at that art, and I'm just like, I can't do it. I don't even like Naruto. Why would I watch this shit?
I really liked Naruto the first couple seasons because all of their major action scenes were based off of Cowboy Bebop, which was based off of old Bruce Lee.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's like shot for shot. They took characters from Cowboy Bebop movies and basically drew over it, their characters. Yeah, yeah.
That's what Disney did in the early days.
Huh?
That's what Disney did in the early days.
Yeah, yeah. What's it called? I can't think of the name of it. What is that called where you draw over live film?
Oh, I don't know.
God damn it, I can't think of the name of it. Leave a message in the comments.
If
you know what Spike is talking about. You don't. Nobody does.
Nobody does.
Fucking crazy person. Because
you're making shit up.
Yeah, I'm making shit up. No one's ever done that. God damn it, I can't think of the fucking name of it.
Ace Podcast.
Rotoscoping. Rotoscoping. Rotoscoping? Rotoscoping. Rotoscoping.